Okay, Jessica, I'm sorry, number five. Television was on, but nobody was watching it. I think that's the easiest. Television was on, but nobody was paying attention to it. So anything goes as long as it's past continuous. Okay, good. Again, this is an example of past continuous. So it's an action that lasted in the past. And we don't know how long until, right? As opposed to past simple, where we know we're interested in the result. Okay, 6.3. Put the verb in the correct form, past continuous or past simple. Okay, here is a little more interesting because here we actually need to choose between past continuous and past simple. And after these previous two exercises, I'm confident you'll do that perfectly. So 6.3. Put the verb into the correct form, past continuous or past simple. Number one, I saw Sue in town yesterday. By the way, it's Sue, not shoe, how some people, students pronounce it. It's always kind of funny. Shoe is a scarper, right? She's not a scarper, she's a Sue. I saw Sue in town yesterday, but she blank a minute. I saw Sue in town yesterday, but she didn't see me, correct? Why? Well, first of all, we don't use see in past continuous, and that's all you really need to know. If I don't use that verb in past continuous, I cannot. So I'm gonna use past simple. That was an easy one. So I saw Sue in town, but she didn't see me. She blank looked the other way. All right, minute. Okay, she was looking the other way, right? Because if you say she looked the other way, it means when she saw you, she kind of looked the other way instantly. But she was looking the other way, it's an action that lasted in the past, right? Because I am looking at you and you were looking the other way. Okay, let's continue to number two, right? Gates 1 to 10. I meet Tom and Jane at the airport a few weeks ago. A minute. Okay. I met Tom and Jane at the airport a few weeks ago. Why past simple? Well, first of all, you cannot use meet. Meet, met. You cannot use it in past continuous, so that was the easiest one. And also, it's a finished action, right? There's nothing else to it. They go to Paris and I go to Rome. Take a minute. Okay. They were going to Paris and I was going to Rome, right? Because if you say they went to Paris and I went to Rome, means it was a finished action, right? But that you guys were on your way. You were not there yet. Do you understand? This is why I'm going to use past continuous. So I met them and they were going someplace and I was going someplace else. So past continuous. Okay. We blank have a chat while we blank wait for a flight. Okay, minute. All right, this is an interesting, right? There are two parallel actions, right? So we do not treat one as an interrupted action. We do not treat the other one as an interrupted action. So there should all be both of them should be parallel. So I would say both can be in past continuous, and we would say we were having a chat while we were waiting for our flights. Do you agree? So parallel actions, both of them, you're not interested in the result. You're just saying that those two things were happening simultaneously. Okay? All right. All right, let's move on to three, where we see someone crossing the street and I blank cycle home yesterday when a man blank stepped out into the road in front of me. Minute. Okay. That's kind of a scary example, right? So I was cycling home yesterday when a man. What do you think? Is it a parallel action or is it an interrupted action? I would say it's an interrupted action, right? So I was cycling home yesterday when a man stepped, past simple, regular verb, out into the road in front of me. So when he stepped out, he interrupted my cycling. Interrupted action. Because, of course, we're not interested in his process of stepping out, we're interested in the result. He stepped out and he was right in front of me and I was scared, right? So I was cycling and he stepped out. I blank go quite fast, but luckily I blank managed to stop in time and blank not hit him. Take a minute and a half. Okay, I was going quite fast, right? Because we're interested in the duration of the action. We're interested in the action itself, not in the result. But luckily, I was going quite fast, but luckily, I managed to stop in time and not hit him. I managed to stop and not hit. So, manage in this case is gonna take an infinitive, right? This is what managed to. So I was going quite fast, but luckily I managed, past simple regular verb, to stop in time and not hit him. Or you could say, I managed to stop in time and didn't hit him. Okay? So either is possible. Probably didn't hit him is more familiar to you. So let's say it again. I was going quite fast, past continuous, but luckily I managed the past simple to stop in time and did not hit him. Of course, after didn't, we use the first form of the verb. How did it go? Was this tricky? In my experience, students make at least two or three mistakes in this. If you did, it's not a problem. We'll continue working on this, of course. All right, last but not least. Last exercise, 6.4. Put the verb into the correct form, past continuous or past simple. Jenny was waiting for me when I arrived. So here you need to use, again, choose between past continuous and past simple, and I think it's a lot more interesting than just putting past continuous, because here you actually need to think. Jenny was waiting for me when I arrived is an interrupted action, correct? Number two, what blank you do at this time yesterday? I was asleep. Take a minute. All right. What were you doing at this time yesterday? I was asleep. Do you have the same thing? So at this time yesterday, what were you doing? Because at this time yesterday, I'm not interested in the result. I'm interested in your action. What action were you in the middle of? And that's the past continuous. Okay. Number three. You go out last night? No, I was too tired. Take a minute. Okay. How did you go out last night? No, I was too tired. Did you go out last night? We use past simple because we're interested in the result, right? You wouldn't say, were you going out last night? I'm not interested in you stepping out the door. I'm interested in the result. Did you or did you not go out? And you say, no, I was too tired. So past simple is correct. Number four, how fast blank you drive when the accident blank happened? Take a minute. Sorry, this is an example that kind of looks like the example we had in a previous exercise. So, how fast were you driving when the accident happened? This is a pretty clear-cut case of an interrupted action because you were driving, we're interested in the continuation of the action, of the la action that lasted in the past, and accident happened as a singular action. We're interested in the result of that action. So, how fast were you driving past continuous when the action happened? Past simple, happened as a regular verb. Okay, number five. Sam blank, take a picture of me while I blank not look. Take a minute and we'll check. All right. Sam took a picture of me while I wasn't looking. And again, another clear example of interrupted action. Took a picture because we're interested in the result. Therefore, we use past simple. Take as an irregular verb. So take, took, taken. Of me while I wasn't looking. I wasn't looking. It's an action that lasted in the past. So it's clear example of interrupted action. If you remember interrupted action, you remember that one of them will need to be past simple, another one is past continuous. Six, we were in a very difficult position. We blank, not know what to do. Take a minute. All right, we were in a very difficult position. We blank, not know what to do. The first thing you need to do when you have to insert choose between past simple and past continuous is look at the verb. Is it the kind of verb that I can use in past continuous or generally speaking in continuous form? Yes or no? If the answer is no, it's as easy as that, then it's going to be past simple. If it's a yes, then you have to choose. What about no? Is it the verb that we can use in past continuous or no? No, we cannot. Therefore, we did not know what to do. It's as simple as that. It's past simple. Okay, so no is not used in continuous form. All right, number seven. I haven't seen Alan for ages. When I last blank see him, he blank tried to find a job. Take a minute. All right, I haven't seen Alan for ages. When I last saw him, he was trying to find a job. So the last time I saw him is a result. I'm interested in the result of this action, and he was trying to find a job. I'm interested in the process, therefore I use past continuous. Okay, number eight. I blank walk along the street when suddenly I blank hear footsteps behind me. Somebody blank follow me. I was scared and I blank start to run. Take 2 minutes to decide. Okay. I was walking along the street when I suddenly heard footsteps behind me. This is a clear example of an interrupted action because I was walking as past continuous, so the action lasted. I heard footsteps behind me is past simple. The action interrupted that action. Somebody was following me. It's an action that was lasting in the past, right? We're not interested in the result. We're interested in the process. I was scared and I started to run. Okay, because I'm interested in the result. The result is started, right? I was scared and I started to run. So past simple. Again, I'll repeat. I was walking along the street when suddenly I heard footsteps behind me. Somebody was following me. I was scared and I started to run. Okay. Number 9. When I was young, I blank want to be a pilot. Take a minute. All right. When I was young, I wanted to be a pilot. Again, as always, the first thing we do, we look at the verb. Is this verb? This verb can be used in continuous. It cannot. Therefore, it's as easy as that. You just said it. Past simple. When I was young, I wanted to be a pilot. And last but not least, number 10. Last night, I dropped a plate when I blank do the washing up. Fortunately, it blank not break. Take a minute and a half and we'll check. Okay, last night I dropped a plate when I was doing the washing up. This is an easy example of interrupted action, right? I was doing the washing up, I dropped a plate. Dropped interrupts the washing up. An interrupted action is always past simple, that interrupts past continuous. Fortunately, it didn't break, right? Fortunately, it didn't break because I'm interested in the result of the action. All right, that's it for past continuous. As always, if you have any questions, drop me an email. Bye for now.